The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 21 of Love Now. Today's title is Let Love Be Genuine. 1 John 2:9 says, "Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness." Our text today is Romans 12:9. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. One of the most essential characteristics of Christian love is sincerity. It is impossible to emulate the love of Christ if our love is not genuine. The New Testament word, translated as genuine, is anipokritos. It is a compound word consisting of the negative one-letter article a and the participle hypokrinomai. The a signifies not, and hypokrinomai means to act as a hypocrite. Therefore, the word genuine means without hypocrisy, and describes a sincere behavior free from hidden agendas or selfish motives. In other words, love should not be phony or fake. The word is only found four other times in the New Testament. Observe its usage in the following verses. 2 Corinthians 6, 3-6 reads, "We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love." 1 Timothy 1:5, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." 2 Timothy 1:5, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you." James 3:17, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere." 1 Peter 1:22, "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart." When your faith is sincere and you possess pure wisdom from God, your love can't be anything other than genuine. So, how do we ensure that our love is not hypocritical? How do we avoid love that is mere play-acting? We must abhor what is evil and hold fast to what is good, as seen in Romans 12, 9b. Robert Mounce explains these two phrases. To love God is to regard evil with horror. Unfortunately, familiarity with a culture that is shaped by the forces of Satan has lulled too many believers into a state of general tolerance for whatever deviant behavior is in vogue at present. We are to abhor evil because it is the enemy of all that leads to Christ-likeness. What God seeks in the believer is not so much a single worthy act as it is a continuing quality of life. We are to turn away from all evil and cling to what is good. The Greek participle comes from a verb kaleo, which means to glue or join together. Holding on tightly to that which is right becomes a necessity in view of our natural inclination to fall back into sin. David Guzik adds, "In some ways, It is often easier for us to either abhor what is evil or cling to what is good rather than doing both. The godly person knows how to practice both. Thus, a defining characteristic of a believer's love is that it is not hypocritical. A person cannot claim to have the love of God if they don't see sin the same way God does. You can't say, "I love like Jesus," and not hold on tightly to what he says is good. That leads to a complex yet possible balance of loving people, while still despising their sins and clinging tightly to what they are doing that is godly. Yet, that is precisely the way Jesus loves us. Let's show the world the love of Christ by loving others genuinely. Here are some questions for today. Why is worldly love so prone to hypocrisy? Why is genuineness an essential characteristic of God's love? How can we practically apply Romans 12:9 in our daily lives and relationships? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.